This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. A child who goes through trauma can experience health problems that lead into adulthood. Tammy Washington, Early Life Skills Coordinator at the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana, talks about adverse childhood experiences and what it means if your child goes through one on this week's Time to Talk.
Welcome to the program, Tammy.
Thank you for having me, Taylor.
For someone who may not have much knowledge on the subject, can you explain exactly what is an adverse childhood experience?
Adverse childhood experience is also known as ACE, A-C-E, and it's basically a study that has confirmed how trauma and adversity early in life can increase the physical, mental, and behavior problems later in life. So basically, it explains how childhood trauma literally changes the physiology.
What are some examples of trauma that a child can face?
There are so many different levels of trauma that children face. It can be through poverty, hunger, child sexual abuse, physical abuse, any type of emotional abuse. And some of those things can be traumatic. And it doesn't necessarily have to be abuse. It can be a loss of a loved one experienced in childhood that was not supported, and the child didn't receive the help that they need to kind of help build that resiliency. It becomes traumatic, and it can affect you throughout your life.
What kind of impact does one of these experiences have on a child?
So, believe it or not, your body stores up stress. A human body should not experience more than 20 minutes of stress at one given time in one day. So 20 minutes of stress, can you imagine that? And we sometimes go the whole day stressed about certain things. Well, your body internalizes that stress, and it basically absorbs it, and it responds to that. And it can cause physical issues such as the likelihood of heart disease, chronic diseases, cancer, and it puts you at that physical risk. And sometimes we think it's all environmental, or it's all the foods that we eat that causes us to get sick, but sometimes it is the things that we experience in our life. And if you think about it, let's think about people who are really edgy and really have to just like act and react in certain situations. They have roles in life and that can help them, but they have to get the support that they need to get them through it.
What does a parent need to know about being there and comforting a child who has been through one of these traumatic experiences?
Parents can reach out to resources in the community, and they should be able to ask their teachers or anyone within the community, where can I get help? Whether it is a support group or if it's counseling or therapy, speak with the child's pediatrician and to find out how they could better support that child and make sure that, you know, they're not scarred by certain things that they experience in life. And it's not just the parent. It is also any caregiver of any child needs to know how to respond to that situation so that the child can have everything that they need to build their resiliency.
Tammy Washington is the Early Childhood Life Skills Coordinator for the Children's Coalition of Northeast Louisiana. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Time to Talk is produced with the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana and Bayou Life Magazine. Find out more at KEDM.org.